Live from the financial capital of the world, broadcasting across the globe, this is WBBR New York, Bloomberg 1130.
Let's talk a little crypto, but maybe from a little bit different angle. Bruce Rogers, Chairman, CEO, and President of LM Funding, its ticker's LMFA, joins us via Zoom from Tampa, Florida, where I think even the cold weather is going to reach Tampa. Bruce, are you guys getting ready for a little bit chillier than usual Christmas down in Tampa?
Sure, it was 70 and sunny when I came in, so I wore my leather jacket.
Good for you. Well, somehow try to bear through it. Bruce, talk to us about LM Funding. What do you guys do? How do you participate in the crypto space?
Well, we made a pivot into Bitcoin a year ago as an outpouring of an effort to do a SPAC. So we funded a SPAC and looked at a bunch of different industries to pivot our LMFA ticker. And landed on Bitcoin mining. And the reason we landed on that seems like it's bearing its way out. We looked at a lot of exchanges and a lot of the different DeFi plays, and I just never, as a lawyer, could come to grips with the regulations on that. So we started buying Bitcoin and put it on our balance sheet, kind of the MicroStrategies piece. And then I realized the cheapest way to buy Bitcoin, if you believe in this stuff, is to mine it. And so we bought a bunch of mining machines at the peak of the market, fortunately with a variable price contract. So we didn't get burned too badly. And now we're up and mining in the Bitcoin winter at the hardest of times. But I still believe in Bitcoin and what it can do. And it solves the trust problem between humans. And it does so by having lots and lots of humans participate in every transaction. So that's the story of why Bitcoin for us.
Yeah, Bruce, talk to us a little bit about the climate for miners these days. We did have Core Scientific, one of the largest miners of Bitcoin, file for bankruptcy protection earlier in the month. What are the challenges facing Bitcoin miners? Obviously, the drop in prices is one. Leverage. What's going on in the space in general? Are we going to see more sort of bankruptcies or failures like we saw with Core Scientific?
I think that anybody that levered up a year ago in the asset that we're all betting on to make us money is down 85%. That leverage is going to be very hard to pay back. So I feel very fortunate in that we did not lever up and we're entirely cash-based company. The overall, it's as bad as it could be, but it can always get worse. You know what I mean? Gas prices are up, so winter's cold. Electricity is going to be expensive. We've tried three different approaches to getting machines hosted. We went with the startup entrepreneurial guy and he went bust. And then we said, nope, we're going to go big balance sheets for our hosts. So we went to Compute North and they went bust. And we're still kind of working our way out of that.
Oh, geez.
And we moved a bunch of our Core machines our Compute North machines to Core. And fortunately there, that seems to be working out well. I've reviewed their plan and it looks like that we're going to be able to stay energized based on what they've informed us so far.
So, Bruce, just looking at your background, originally from Bowling Green, Kentucky, and just so you know, I'm a huge fan of Bowling Green, Kentucky. I've spent a lot of time there. And I also note that you're in the United States Navy for 4 years and a surface warfare officer. So thank you for your service. My question to you here is, the Bitcoin mining, I mean, that seems like the nuts and bolts of the business, and I get that, and that's where you guys are focused in. But when you see a big exchange like FTX blow up and, Sam Bankman fine, what does that mean to you as an industry participant? How crippling is that, if it is at all, or in terms of credibility?
There's nothing good about it, other than I guess it gets this out of the way. I thought as a Bitcoin miner, I did not buy into the DeFi thing. When we were looking at different companies with our SPACs, I could not figure out what securities laws they were trying to comply with and found out they weren't. So there was some scatting forward there and watching it fail. But what I didn't realize is that our hosting companies were intertwined with the DeFi situation and that it's sucked some liquidity out of the coin and it sucks some it's put some miners into a bad place because of the financing. The whole DeFi thing to me, I heard this, it was either late night TV or maybe on Bloomberg, when somebody compared it to the Wright brothers financing their company by selling frequent flyer miles. And I loved it because I thought through the example, and it is kind of what Sam Bankman-Fried and the Magic Box were talking about. You know, they just had, here we got an idea, we got this idea, it's going to be a wing and we're going to run down a dune into the wind and we're going to fly. And so what we think you should do is buy tickets on these planes that are going to shuttle people over around the Earth. And it would have worked out, well, it really wouldn't have worked because the airline business turned out not to be so good and so forth. But even if they'd have done it, it had taken the time delay in flying and the first flight was a little bit, and people would have got antsy. So they would have had to invent the stable coin too. And we would have got through that whole thing if the Wright brothers done it. The irony is the Wright brothers could have financed their operations by selling frequent flyer miles because it wasn't illegal back then.
You know, Bruce, it's good to hear that, you know, your company's not levered up like some of these other miners and maybe can weather this this turmoil in the market a lot better than those that were. But I wonder what, if any, risk there is to Bitcoin as more miners struggle and, you know, if they do start failing, unplugging the rigs. Is there a risk to sort of, I don't know, the integrity of Bitcoin or the transaction times or anything if a lot of miners fail? Or is it just, you know, the last company standing like yourself just get more of the pie?
Well, Bitcoin has lots of built-in features, but the degree of difficulty, the more miners plugged in, the harder it is to mine. So if miners fall offline, you know, take it to the logical extremes, it becomes easier and easier. So the actual transaction in the coin and the yield is calculated to be about the same over periods of time. And that's why we say the last coin will be mined in 2140.
So you got some time there.
Yeah. One of my board members was just in the office. He said, I think we got till 2040. I said, Fred, none of the math works if that's true. So you got to live with me on that.
Double check that date.
Yeah. So Bruce, talk to us about one of the other aspects of mining. It's just the power issue. What's your strategy there? How do you kind of maximize that?
So we're driven by capital, and so to us it's the cost of capital to get Bitcoin, and I don't want to buy infrastructure right now if I can avoid it, 30-year infrastructure to mine Bitcoin. I would rather pay per kilowatt, so we do everything through hosting companies like Core and Compute North that they upcharge us on the cost of electricity and the infrastructure. So that's been our approach to it. And then with that, we're kind of like outsourcing the dealing with the local politics of Bitcoin mining is loud and it throws off a lot of heat. So there are neighbors that aren't going to like that.
So where are your machines physically? I mean, are they just in an IT office park kind of thing? Where do you house them? Or where are they? Maybe not just you yourselves, but just the industry.
So just relying on public information, we house a bunch of them at Core Scientific and specifically at their Calvert City, Kentucky facility. Yeah, I won the High Point Award there at age 9, so I came back 15 years later to spend some money. So these are that facility, if I recall, used to be a steel facility, so it had great power access. There's a new facility out there in the western part of the state of Kentucky. And so that brings you to the energy piece, which is, you know, if you're on the grid, you're getting whatever energy's in the grid. And that's where we are.
All right. That's good stuff. You know, two thumbs up for Kentucky. Again, I'm a big fan of Bowling Green, Kentucky. You didn't know that, Mike. Yeah.
big bourbon guy over there, Paul.
Yeah, exactly. Bruce Rogers, Chairman, CEO, and President of LM Funding, joining us on Zoom from Tampa, Florida. And, you know, that whole mining aspect, it's just fascinating. My understanding level is relatively elemental, but I mean, just the concept of just, you know, cranking out code and just kind of running it and the power associated with running those machines. And
you know, it was interesting too to hear Bruce, you know, that sort of skeptical lawyer's mind.
Yes.
Figure out this is the avenue least likely to get everyone in trouble, which is interesting.
It's good stuff. All right, good stuff. That was Bruce Rogers.